And usually when we have somebody in racquetball, Dr. Don Sheldon is the one of those. He comes out here. He's part of that, the president of the University Elyria Medical Center. But he has moved on to other roles. And we have with us the new president of the Elyria University Hospital Elyria Medical Center, Charlotte Ray. Of course, you're well acquainted with Don Sheldon, obviously.
Absolutely. Great guy. He I don't see him here this morning. We're going to have to find out what he's doing. Maybe he's in the spa getting a pedicure or a back massage, because usually we see him playing racquetball.
Yep. But
to find out.
But now you are the person who is heading up a lot of this. And more recently, Craig, you happened to see Charlotte at the Avon Rehabilitation Center, the new center that opened up out there. A lot of facilities opening up in the healthcare world. In your time working in the healthcare field, you've probably seen a lot of different locations starting to blossom, more places that people are going for health rehabilitation, preventative care, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great symbol of the growth, the partnership that Elyria was seeking out when they decided to become part of University Hospital's health system. The Avon Rehab Hospital is a hospital. It's a hospital that focuses on rehabilitation. So if you're ever, or a family member, or ever unfortunate enough to have a severe trauma, maybe a severe stroke, Guillain-Barré, a lot of devastating injuries, you may need the services of a rehab hospital. It's not like a hospital. It's different. It's focused on getting you well enough to go home and resume your normal life. So a lot of those patients have had to go to places far away from their homes. So we're very fortunate to have this rehab hospital that had its open house. We could go Tuesday on the 26th of January. It's located on Chester Road in Avon, and it was actually a really well-attended open house. We had mayors from Avon, Avon Lake, and North Ridgeville, so we had Brian Jensen, Mayor Greg Zilka, as well as Dave Gillick there, all celebrating the new opportunity for health care to be delivered in the county and for the constituents to stay close to home if they ever need such care.
It seems it works well, too, because the physician, the doctor initially who treated you for whatever thing that happened, is all probably also there in a well as well to even monitor some of the progress that's taking place on the rehab.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the interesting thing about this facility, and let me clarify, it's actually a joint venture between UH and Kindred Healthcare. Kindred is a national leader in rehabilitation hospitals, so we've partnered with them previously. We have a similar facility on Harvard Road over there in the Beechwood area. So this is a 58,000 square foot hospital. It's got two floors, 50 beds. The doctors that are close to the patients that live in our community, along with a whole array of specialists focusing on rehabilitation, keep a close eye on those patients, and they get them to a place where they can go home and start to resume a normal life. You were there, Craig, if you walked around. It's a beautiful facility. They've got huge therapy spaces. They've actually got two apartment rooms in the facility where people can relearn how to cook and shower and walk around. They've got outside spaces that include a variety of landscape finishes, such as concrete and rocks and dirt. They even have a little putting area there for people to work on balance and swinging. I thought it was really, really impressive.
You know, those units where people can go in and relearn what we do on a daily basis, maybe take for granted, but you think about people who are in positions where they have to relearn those steps, those activities. That's not easy, but you make it more comfortable for them there.
Absolutely. And as great as University Hospitals is, the best place for that kind of rehab is actually in a rehabilitation hospital. So a lot of times patients will heal from their acute injuries in a regular hospital, and then we'll transfer them to a rehab hospital where they can receive up to 3.5 hours of concentrated rehab every day. Washing themselves, cooking, cleaning, doing their hair, doing the things that, you know, we are all going to have to do if we ever are in a position where we are acutely ill and need to go back home and be independent again.
It's one thing to sort of get a brochure or a pamphlet or a couple sheets of saying, here's the best way to, you know, do something, but to actually be able to do it in a real, with a real cabinet or navigate around furniture. Under supervision, so someone has a little bit more confidence, rather than just telling them to try it at home, is a really positive thing for people.
Yeah, it's funny. My daughter's been studying to be an occupational therapy assistant, and she walked in. She graduates in May. She said, Mom, this place is like a dream. You know, if you're a rehab specialist, this is like the perfect place for patients to heal. So we're really happy to be partners with Kindred, and obviously to have a facility like that in Lorain County is great.
I found it interesting that even when it was opening or ribbon cutting, there was people that already started to use it. So
yes.
They're sort of like lines out the door. People, it's a need. It's not like you're waiting for someone to come and take use of it.
Yeah, you don't think about it, and you never wish it on anybody. But you know, if you're in that kind of situation, these kinds of hospitals are not as common as one would think. So it's definitely a need. And we're hoping, to be a great partner with the community and keep those people close to home. I believe we have 8 patients there this morning. So it's only been open for a couple of weeks, and it's already quite busy.
Something new since we last talked is that University Hospitals Elyria Medical Center received a major gift. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yes. So, we've always been very grateful and quite frankly honored because of the generosity of Karen Moll and the Hampson Family Foundation. So every year or so we would ask for some support for programming, and they were always very, very generous with us. But this really blew me away. A $10.6 million grant, and it's focused on what the hospital knows it needs to do to improve the health and wellness of the people in our community. So Karen, in her infinite wisdom, knew that our community needs health assessment would be a great recipe for us to develop programs focused on keeping patients out of the hospital. So, we're very happy to use some of those dollars to support navigators to help patients understand how to navigate healthcare. We're hoping to use some of those dollars to focus on patients that have heart failure and diabetes and cancer and various forms of heart disease. It's very difficult to make big changes in your life, and it's very difficult when patients get a lot of complex diseases to focus on being healthy. And what we're hoping to do with these dollars is to put supportive programs in place designed to help these patients with those big changes in their lives, because we want everybody to be healthier. And believe it or not, even in the hospital business, we want people to stay out of the hospital. We want them to come to the hospital when they need us. But we really want to partner with them to be healthy and as healthy as they can be. So these dollars are going to go a long way to help us put good programs together.
I know one of the things that you're kind of supportive of or really passionate about is heart health. And this month, Valentine's Day, and there's always the red. They talk about that. Talk about some of the programs you have related to that for this month.
So we've done a lot of health and education. We do it all the time, quite frankly, but obviously February being Heart Health Month is very special to myself and the teams at Elyria. A couple of the things that we've got going on tonight, we've got a monthly series called Health Matters, and it's the second Wednesday every month. And the talks are hosted by our doctors at Elyria, a variety of specialists. This month, Dr. Langer, who's one of our great cardiologists, is going to be at the Gates Auditorium talking about staying heart smart. He's going to be focusing on some of the high-end cardiac screening tests that we can perform. And they're free. They're in the Gates Auditorium from 6 to 7:30. And you do have to register. You can call 216-767-8435 to register for this evening's talk. And future talks include living with diabetes, focus on women's health, focus on men's health, what's new with the flu, sports injuries, Alzheimer's disease, just some really good opportunities to get really close to the experts in healthcare and get some questions answered. Additionally, on February the 18th, which is a Thursday, from 5 to 8:30 at the DoubleTree by Hilton on Crocker Road in Westlake, we've got a heart-to-heart event that is going to highlight some of University Hospital's nationally renowned experts in cardiology. So if you would like to attend that, which is also free, please call 1-877-597-6348. There's some really good opportunities there.
I bet those doctors like to really get to the people before they show up as a patient. You know, that's one of the things they probably think, if I talked to you 2 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever, 5 years ago, whatever, getting the information out, maybe they wouldn't end up in the situation that they are. So
yeah,
this is the proactive
absolutely
way to get that their knowledge out there and try people.
Because
they can show the stories, too. Sometimes people need stories of people they've seen or whatever, so you can say, you don't want to end up like this, here's how you can prevent something like that.
I know it's scary to think about things like heart disease, But sometimes you can just make a couple simple changes and it has a really big impact. You can't always control your genes, right? You can't control the, you know, the genetics that you inherited from your family. But, you know, certain things that you can do that, that might be small things that can really make a big difference. So, yeah, the doctors and nurses at UH love to get in front of people and try to help them understand why things are so important. And every day we learn from our patients because they're telling us how they're actually really making changes in their life that make a big impact.
Speaking of learning, it was in the fall that you were appointed the president for that. How is it going? And now 2016 is like the first full year for you to start. How's it been going for you?
Yeah, I started at the end of September, so it's gone by fast. You know, I have a lot to learn, but, you know, I love the hospital. I love the community. We've got great teams at UH Elyria Medical Center, so it's starting to get comfortable in my own skin as the hospital president. So I've been active in the Rotary. I've been active in a lot of the civic groups, you know, in Elyria and Lorain County, trying to get out there and get to know people in a different way, but very excited. You know, there's a lot of great things that we're working on with UH. You know, we've got the North Ridgeville Health Center that is going to be a little bit like this Avon Health Center, although slightly different. We're hoping to break ground as soon as it warms up a little bit. That'll be a wonderful sign of strength because of this UH partnership, and more good things to come. So stay tuned.
Well, we appreciate you coming in this morning and sharing some of the things, getting a chance to talk a little bit with you. Charlotte Ray, our guest this morning, the president of University Hospital Elyria Medical Center.